At the beginning of this week's Sedra, we find that Rashi quotes the Chazal from the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Avraham Avinu wanted guests to such an extent at the age of 99, on his third day of his Brit Milah. And as Rashi quotes from the Gemara, he was an unbelievable Baal Yisurim. He had tremendous Yisurim. In those days, it didn't have like today when you did a bris, you go into hospital. He was a tremendous Baal Yisurim. Still, Avraham Avinu was sitting by the entrance of the tent. And the Ribbono Shel Olam tried all ways of means to prevent him from having to go out for visitors. The Ribbono Shel Olam made it boiling hot. Still, Avraham Avinu still went outside from the entrance of his door and sat there. And Avraham Avinu continues and waits, and nothing happens. So what did the Ribbono Shel Olam do? The Ribbono Shel Olam went and brought him malachim bidmut anoshim, in the way looking like people. So we see from there, number one, that if a person really wants to do something, well, whatever mitzvah it is, he's really got a desire to go along and do a mitzvah with his complete heart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the possibility to do the mitzvah even shuloi kederach hateva. To go along and bring malochim, to go along to be mekayim with that haknosa zochim, that's shuloi kederach hateva. Or the Mibalt Avraham Avinu wanted it, therefore the Ribbono Shel Olam brought about that he should be able to keep Arnot HaZochim and brought him Malochim. The difficulty on this Chazal is as follows. Let's take a Moshel. A wife sends her husband, when he goes Friday night to shul, to go along and bring home guests for Friday night. The husband comes home from shul without any guests. The wife says, "Where are the guests? I told you to go to shul and bring guests." Says the husband, I asked everybody in shul, and everybody said they're all invited out. Will the wife have any time, any complaints? So what can I do? There's no guests. There's no people who need it. In Lechura, why was Avraham Avinu so upset that he didn't go along and find any achnos adolchim? If there's no poor people, then he's got no chiyuv to go along and do achnos adolchim. If no poor people come round, then you've got no chiyuv of stokah. Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam have to go through all what he did to go and bring him Malochim? And why was Avraham Avinu so upset? So, as Chazal say, that Avraham Avinu was mitzdaya. What did he have to be mitzdaya about? The Teretz is that Avraham Avinu felt just like a person has a duty to breathe. And if a person doesn't breathe, he can't live. Without breathing, a person can't live. Will a person come and say, "I'm tired today and I can't breathe"? No person can say that. Why? Because a person knows without breathing, he can't live. Avraham Avinu felt, without being Mekayim, the Midah of Chesed, Avraham Avinu felt that he can't live. And that was the Yesod of Avraham Avinu's Chesed. The Avraham Avinu felt that he's got an Avas Chesed to such an extent that Avraham Avinu wanted to be Mekayim the Chesed, and without having it, he couldn't live. And that's the Hezbah. The Ramban says, the Torah writes, that Avraham Avinu el Avoka Rots Avon. Avraham Avinu ran to the cattle. Says the Ramban, Avraham Avinu had 318 servants. Avraham Avinu, says the Ramban, is in terrible pain. Why does he have to go there himself? Could have sent one of his 318 servants. He had to run quite a distance. He had to run to the Moara Samachpeilah, the state in Chazal. So what did he have to go? Says the Ramban, that Avraham Avinu had such a cheshek and such a taiva to go along and to do chesed. And therefore, says the Ramban, he wanted to go and do it himself. That's the same thing here as well. Avraham Avinu felt that he wants to do the Maaseh Chesed. Without doing the Maaseh Chesed, Avraham Avinu felt that he is not able to live. He's not living. That's his whole metzias of chayim, by going along and doing chesed. And that's why Avraham Avinu went. That Avraham Avinu went himself, and as the Torah writes, by the bread, by Yemaya Avraham Ahela, Avraham Avinu went himself there. And that could be also the hezbah. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia that Avraham Avinu sent first guests, sent Eliezer to search for him guests. So Eliezer, the Meifak Lebo, Avraham Avinu at the beginning sent Eliezer to find the guests. States in the Gemara that Eliezer went out and he didn't find. Says the Gemara that Avraham Avinu said, "I don't trust you." Avraham Avinu said, "I don't trust you." Says the Gemara, "I know the Omri." That's what people say. Less long and minuso. You can't trust. You can't trust servants. The pshat's not in the Gemara. Chas v'shalom. Avraham Avinu thought that Eliezer a liar, that he went out and he didn't see Avodah and he didn't see guests. The Torah is that Avraham Avinu had that midah of Ahavas Chesed, not come just to do Chesed with a person who needs it. Avraham Avinu felt that when he hasn't got guests, he's missing something, and therefore he went to search for guests with tremendous Mesiras Nefesh, and therefore it says Eliezer hadn't got that Mesiras Nefesh. Not that the guys he didn't trust him. Avad Eliezer was a trustworthy person. The vod is that Eliezer went, and he sent that Eliezer didn't go with Mesiras Nefesh. Then says the Gemara, Avraham Avinu went by himself, and Avraham Avinu went with Mesiras Nefesh, and for him going with Mesiras Nefesh, because he felt without that he hadn't got life, Avraham Avinu was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we said, was mamzi for him, brought for him, specifically guests, Baruch. About Filoka, the difficulty is, Avraham Avinu wanted to do chesed. Who did he want to do chesed? To go along with people to give them to eat, and etc. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu went, and he brought him guests. Which guests did he bring him? He brought his guest Malachim. L'chura the kasha is, Avraham Avinu, if that is the case, wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah of chesed? Why? Because the Malachim didn't need to eat at all. If Ebazeah, the whole bava which Avraham Avinu did, was a tircha for unnecessary. Tesis Taka says that they made as if they ate and they drank. They didn't eat. At the end of the day, they didn't eat. They pretended as if they were eating and drinking, so to say. But at the end of the day, Avraham Avinu was matriach himself to do chesed. And at the end of the day, the Torah says that from here you see, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wanted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to go along and be mazmin three malachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have gone along and be mazmin three normal people. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to go and bring three malachim? The Torah is stated in Chazal in Sedra Bereishis that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a human being, the malachim came with kindness. What are you creating human beings for? Ma'enoish kishki sifkereno. They came and they were makatrik on the creation of people. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered them back that I'll show you that human beings have a tachlis. Could be. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu here created and made that the Maaseh Chesed should be done. You know by who? With Malachim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mefarshen before Avraham Avinu, before the Malachim, the Maila of human beings, that human beings have the koyach, have the ability to be Mekayim Mitzvah Chesed. And we state in the Mishnah and others, the world stands on three things. And what is one of the three things which the world stands on? That is chesed. So that's why specifically the Ribbono Shel Olam made dafka that it should be created, that become the mitzvah of Achnasas Olchim. How? Through going along and bringing Malachim. To disprove the point of the Malachim that they didn't want that human beings should be created. Rapsodik HaKoyim, I saw, touches on this point as well. On this point, what we are talking about, why did the Ribbono Shel Olam bring Dafke Malach? And he brings out a very strong point. It's very interesting that the Torah makes a tremendous avichus about the Ma'aseh Chesed which Avraham Avinu did to the Malach. And that was not the only Chesed which Avraham Avinu did. Avraham Avinu did, his whole life was built, whatever he could do was to do Chesed. Like the Chofetz Chaim says in last week's Sedra, it says that Avraham Avinu put his tent Bein Beisel Obeyon Obein Ha'ayin Yikedem. Says the Chofetz Chaim, why did the Torah write where he put it? What's the difference? Says the Chofetz Chaim that the reason why the Torah writes it, the Pasuk says in Mishle, in Tevakesh Kekesev Kematmoinim. Says the Chofetz Chaim, what does it mean? If you want to open a grocery shop, a Jewish grocery shop, where will you open the grocery shop? You'll look where it will be the best situated place that Jewish customers will come inside. It's the same thing, says the Chofetz Chaim, when a person comes to do mitzvahs, he has to go along and do the mitzvahs, and do the mitzvahs in a way that means that he can go along and be in the kayim the mitzvah of the mitzvah he wants to do. Says the Chofetz Chaim. That's why the Torah writes that where did Avraham Avinu put his tent? Avraham Avinu put his tent specifically in a crossroads, that in the main roundabout where people will come inside the whole time into his tent. Says the Pesodik HaKoyim, and the Torah hardly ever mentions right through the Sedras the dedication of Avraham Avinu to his Achnosas Olchim. The only time the Torah writes it, says the Pesodik HaKoyim, is that in this week's Sedra, the Torah writes, Vayita Eshel Biv'er Sholah. Doubt in Chazal, what does Eshel mean? Achila, Stira, and Lina. That's only remnant that the Torah makes of it in the whole of the Torah. Of the story of what we've got now at the beginning of the Sedra, there we find the Torah makes a tremendous avichus of it. What's the reason? Says Rav Tzodek HaKoyim, that the Torah wants to teach you that the Iker, that the fundamental of Chesed is not the outcome that the Mekabel gets for Chesed. That's not the mitzvah of Chesed. The mitzvah of Chesed is the mitzvah that I do myself the Chesed. And I show myself that I'm like the Ribbono Shel Olam. What Gemiras Chesed? Stating Chazal V'alachto B'Drochov. You should follow the Ribbono Shel Olam's ways. Ma ator rachum, just as you are rachum and you do chesed, and you got rachmonis, the same thing as the Ribbono Shel Olam wants a human being should do the chesed. And the truth is, every chesed that we do to human beings, it's superfluous for us to do it. Why? Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give people panosa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself can do it. The truth is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us the feasibility that we should be similar to the Ribbono Shel Olam and be people who can do ma'asim of chesed. Therefore, that's why the Torah is ma'aris. The Torah goes to says Rav Tzodek HaKoyim to such great length, especially here, to go along of the chesed what Avraham Avinu did to the Malachim, because here the Malachim are getting no benefit from it. As we said, that the Malachim can't eat. Therefore, the Torah wants to teach you that the idea of a Ma'aseh Chesed is even in a case when the Mekabel is not getting any benefit from it, and that's why the Torah goes more than anywhere, but of all of our Achnosas Olchim of Avraham Avinu, to go along and write it. We see how far the Mesiras Nefesh of Avraham Avinu's Chesed is from this week's Sedra. The Chazal say, the Gemara says, and the Medrash is Ma'arech on it more, every Ma'aseh Chesed, which Avraham Avinu did himself, state, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do later on in later generations himself. Avraham Avinu gave the bread himself, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the mon himself. State in Chazal, that the water, which Avraham Avinu went along and gave, says the Gemara, but not by himself. Avraham Avinu, as Rashi says, gave to a shliach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid back to his children. How? For a shliach. As it is stated in the Pasuk, Vayorem Moshe et Yodei, Moshe Rabbeinu lifted up his hand, Vayaches HaSela. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't do himself. But the bread, Vayikachem HaVocholot, that which Avraham Avinu did for himself, the Vayikachem HaVocholot, that the Ribbono Shel Olam did himself as well. As it says, Hini Mamti Lochem Lechem Min HaShamayim. The difficulty is, Avraham Avinu, as we said before, was Moshe Nefesh a whole life, to do chesed with people. And avada people came in, day in and day out. Do you really ever think that Avraham Avinu never, in any other time, gave water himself to the people who came into his house? Avada he did. So why does the Ribbono Shel Olam only take into account the Maisei Chesed, which he did now to the Malachim? Why doesn't the Ribbono Shel Olam take into account all the Maisei Chasodim, which Avraham Avinu had done a whole lifetime? Why does go with this Maisei Chesed? Rav Yosef Salant, in Be'er Yosef, says on this, a Moyodike Gedank. He says, all the chasodim which Avraham Avinu did till now were all chasodim which can be in yonim of common logic. To go along, what he did, what the Maisa Chesed which he did, were logic more in Alpigvul, he's a Gvul, Teva of a person. You can understand that he did it. Therefore, he wasn't merited through that to be his children and later generations should get things which are chutz miderach hateva. For example, to give them water. For that they weren't till now, all those maaseh chasodim, he wasn't merited. But today's maaseh chesed with the malachim, we're talking about chesed, as we said before, which is yeter miderach hateva, beyond human comprehension. A person who's 99 years old, third day of his milah. A person who he didn't even realize at the beginning that they were Malachim. He thought they were Arabs. And nevertheless, he ran and with all his kochos to meet them. That is, Avraham Avinu did. If Avraham Avinu did, the Dvarim, which of Yosef Miderach HaTeva, Derach HaTeva, at 99, to run and to go along and do that, through that, Klal Yisrael can be Zoicha to be done with them. The volume of water coming out from a rock, which is Yetzer Miderachat, Miyetzer Teva. But just like Avraham Avinu did with these three Malachim, things, Haknot Azochim, which is Yetzer Shaleke Derachat Teva, through that, Kalal Yisrael was Zeicha, that they should also be Zeicha to the volume Yetzer Miyetzer. And therefore, that's why only through the actions which Avraham Avinu did with the Malachim, with that he was Zeicha. And it goes even further. The Gemara brings another mandoma, that in the reward of three things that Avraham Avinu did, the Yidden were those set of three things. Says the Gemara, in the reward of Chema v'Cholov, they were those set of the mon. Bishchavu Eimed Aleim, that Avraham Avinu stood over them, Zochu L'Omer Da'ono. This mandoma disagrees with what I mentioned before. He says, "B'schar yukach norma at mayim." Even they were still zeicher to the well of Be'er Shemiyah. Kumpes, the Maisei Chesed of Avraham Avinu that brought these three things. Read the Marshal a kasha from a Gemara in Tanis. The Gemara says in Tanis, "Shloisha parnosim tevim under Yisrael." There were three people who gave sustenance, who were merited to Klal Yisrael. Who were they? Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Says the Gemara, in Moshe Rabbeinu's chus came the mon. In Aaron's chus came the mon. In Moshe's chus came the mon. In Aaron came the Amud Ha'onon. And in Miriam's chus came the bear. Like the Marshom, the Chastira, the two Gemaras. Here you see that the merit, what came these three things, came because of Avraham Avinu's mindset. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevich of them at Eretz. Rav Chaim gives a moshul. If a person plants a small little seed in his garden, that little seed will not bring about that the seed should grow. You need to have earth, and the earth is also not enough by itself. It needs to have the sun. It needs to have the rain. Everything together can go along and together bring about the tree should come out in the later future. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevich, what was the seed which brought about the in later generations that should come a Be'er, should come a Onon, should come a man? That was Avraham Avinu's small little mitzvah effort. Avraham, to be able to go along and to bring at a later time the Me'er and the Mon and the Onon, you needed to have the seed of Avraham Avinu. That brought it later. And with that is answered a well-known kasha as well. The Chazal say that because Shem and Yopet, Shem covered Noach's bed, and the story in Parshas Noach, because of that, the Yidden were zocher to the mitzvah of tzitzis. Second, Rav Eliyahu Mizrachi, in last week's Tzedra, it says differently. The Gemara says in Chulin, that it says, Im michut v'atzruich na'al. Avraham Avinu said, I'm not going to go along and take from stein nishkim chut and nishkim tzruich na'al. Stating the Gemara, because Avraham Avinu said that, because of that, the Yidden were merited to the mitzvah of tzitzis. Is they by they fek la b'liom zvochi, the two chazal or stila. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevich, the same basic idea. That if a person goes along and does a small mitzvah, that is the seed for later to be implanted through my seed at a later time, a tremendous thing. The seed that there should be a mitzvah tzitzis, that was through the mitzvah what Noach went along, and Shem did when he covered Noach. That what brought it about later, the matzniach, what brought about at the end of the day, the end of the day, that was Avraham Avinu's mitzvah of the mitzvah of what he did by Shem, and he refused to go along and to take Michut Vatzvei Panah. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevich, that from here you can see that with doing a small seed in today's generation, you can never know what can come later with your small little seed what you've done in today's generation. When I saw quoted, you see, I'm very ridiculous. Avraham Avinu, Shaitan Chazal, brought, what did Avraham Avinu bring? He brought food which you wouldn't think today, in the biggest posher weddings it would bring. He brought for every guest a whole tongue. Rashi says that he brought for each guest a whole tongue. So that's the same. He went and he bought, the amount of bread and cake that he bought is also beyond comprehension. So you would have thought Avraham Avinu is also, by say, such a person who's interested in materialistic eating. The Torah says, Avada, he wasn't. The Torah says, Avraham Avinu, when he came to do chesed with other people, he went and he gave the best. He went and he gave the best for himself. Avraham Avinu didn't go along and take the best. For himself, he was satisfied with the minute amount that he needs to be able to go along and to have for himself, not more than that. Avraham Avinu went by the Ochim, he went all over wherever he could get. And then if you find that the Chofetz Chaim used to do exactly, followed that. Chofetz Chaim, well known, used to sleep on a bench. But when stating the stories of the Chofetz Chaim, that when the Chofetz Chaim went along and had a guest by himself, for himself and his house, he used to make him the most comfortable bed what could be. And to that extent, stating the books of the stories of the Chofetz Chaim would lie on it in advance to see whether it's a comfortable bed, new pasuk. For he himself, he didn't bother him. He used to seek Satan in the mice and all the time about used to sleep on a bench. The terraces. For other people, the Avraham Avinu was looking to go along and to give them the best, and that was the middah of Avraham Avinu, to do chesed with Mesiras Nefesh for other people. But when it came for himself, he was prepared to go along and to do for other people everything what he needs. And if you look in this week's Sedra, at the beginning of the Sedra, it hardly mentions Avraham Avinu's name. Avraham Avinu's name is hardly mentioned. It says by Yisraelah, by Yal, Avraham Avinu's name is not mentioned. Why? Because Avraham Avinu didn't want that people should know what he's doing. When he did his Maisei Chasodim, when Avraham Avinu did his Maisei Chasodim, he wanted to go along and know tumult should be made about what he did. Quietly he wanted to do it. As we see from this week's parsha, how Avraham Avinu was Meisu Nefesh himself to go along and to do Maisei Chasodim. They talk in Chazal that every person has to say Mosai Yagiyu Maisai LeMaisei Avrisai. States, you don't have to reach. Yagiyu can mean even just touch. To touch even a little bit of the way Avraham Avinu's midas were. The Mesiras Nefesh that Avraham Avinu had for midas achesed. If we, after these parshiyos, can bring ourselves to go and touch even a little bit the Maisei Chasodim, which Avraham Avinu did, and we, as we said from Rav Chaim Shmulevitch, with a small deed, who knows what that small deed can produce in later generations. If we do Maisei Chasodim, and as we say in the Mishnah, Shlisha Dvorim Ma'ira Ma'imed, Ara Teira Ara Beida Nagniris Chasodim, the Emet in that school will be Zoycha to Mashiach.